you know, possibly a hangover from last weekend down in Tralee, but Roscommon came out of the blocks really flying in that first half, I think, to win 7 points to one ahead, and, you know, it went in half time 5 points in it, but, you know, on the balance of play, I thought Roscommon were much the better side, to be quite honest, and, you know, they definitely deserved their victory yesterday.
How big a statement was it from Roscommon in that performance they put in? Because now all the talk has shifted away from Donegal over the past 7 days, and it's on the Rossies.
Yeah, as I was saying yesterday, you know, Donegal wants to win the first couple of matches. All of a sudden, they're, you know, the media spotlight's on them immediately, and you know, it's no harm just to get away from that for the time being. And the championship is the big one, and that's not for another couple of months down the line, down to June. And you know, Roscommon, you have to hand it to Kevin McStain. Fergus O'Donnell has done a really good job. That's 4 victories out of 5 now. 3 big away victories: away to Cork, away to Kerry, and away to Donegal. And you know, Roscommon, a lot of good players, a really good underage system there in the last number of years. A very good minor team to win the All-Ireland. Lost the under-21 semi-final last year, but a number of really, really good players. And you look at the likes of Fintan Craig, Cahill Craig, Senan Kilbride at full forward, Kieran Murta, all really, really good players. Very comfortable taking scores from long distance. And that's a big, big feature of this Roscommon team. You know, I watched them against Kerry and Cork, and, you know, they're kicking those points anywhere inside the 45-metre line. And, you know, to 4 or 5 forwards of that calibre, they can win a lot of matches.
From a Donegal point of view, Declan, do you think Rory Gallagher's side learned more in the last 10 days than what they've done all year?
I think so, Oisin. Yeah, they won the first number of matches fairly comprehensively, and then the Mayo match was a really tough struggle, and eventually we got over the line on that occasion. I know Rory's looking at the system, and he's playing a more offensive system this year and pushing more men forward, but it's leaving gaps at the back, and that's something he's going to have to address. Like, 119 conceded is a big, big score, and you know, but once that's finally tuned again and come championship time, you do expect to see the Donegal defensive system again, system in play, and you know, if they can get that balance right, Donegal will still be there or thereabouts. But you know, yesterday belonged to Roscommon. They were the better side, they were the hungrier side, and they definitely deserved their 5-point victory.
A welcome 2-week break now for Donegal ahead of the Dublin game, and I suppose, Declan, we're not going to expect an open game of football at Croke Park, or indeed the following weekend at the start of April against Monaghan, do you think?
Well, I think that the fact that, you know, they have a 2-week break now, and it'll give the Rory and the players a chance to just regather, regroup again, and see where they're at. And 2 good matches coming up. I mean, where better to go than the Croke Park? And, you know, Donegal, you know, have done reasonably well there in the past. I know we've shipped a number of defeats there also in the last number of years. But it's a great place for any of those players to go. And Donegal's an experienced side, and up against a Dublin side that's going extremely well, 5-5 from 5. And Dublin will still want to win it, even though they're already qualified. And, yeah, that's going to be an interesting match in Croke Park. And, you know, it's one to whet the appetite.
And speaking of qualification, Tyrone also heading back to Division 1, 5 wins from 5. They continue to build momentum, Declan.
Yeah, you have to admire Mickey Hart and Tyrone. And, you know, they set their stall in again in the McKenna Cup this season, and their priority was to get out of Division 2. They want to be playing in Division 1. And, you know, they set about it the proper way, 5 from 5, and they're back playing Division 1 football next season. Listen, Tyrone are going to be very, very good season last year, in fairness, in the championship. They came from nowhere, basically, after getting defeated in the first round of the championship. They regrouped, and, you know, they were very, very good last year, very, very consistent. And, again, they're going to be there, thereabouts this year.